Living Theology Friends, 1107, February the 13th, 2011. This is the sixth cycle of the letters on the church. Today I want to talk about the fellowship of the members of the church, and that everyone who is a Christian should have a driving desire to belong to such a fellowship. Last week we ended the letter by encouraging everyone to have at least one Christian fellowship group in which members regularly participate. True Christians long to be with other Christians, and when we have times of no fellowship, we feel empty. My wife and I have a special relationship of love for each other and love for Jesus Christ, but we also need the additional interactions with other Christians. We have a Sunday school class and a Monday night Bible study group with which we regularly interact, in addition to the weekly worship services of our local denomination. If we have to miss one of those meetings, we feel like something special has been taken away from us. It is the importance of such interactions that the author of Hebrews addressed in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25. And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our assembling together, as is a habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. All the topics discussed in preceding letters, as well as those that will follow, address how Christians interact with other Christians. We're not saved into isolation, but into the body of believers. Interactions obviously depend upon people meeting with each other. Although the head of Satan has been defeated by the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, he still works to damage Jesus' body, the church. Each Christian has particular weaknesses to which he is susceptible, and it's easy for anyone to become deceived to follow that weakness. Thus, each of us needs a fellowship in which we can grow spiritually and be encouraged by the witness of others. God has given each Christian spiritual gifts, the purpose of which is to edify the body of Christ, and we are commanded to use them accordingly. 1 Corinthians 12:4, now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12:7, but to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. 1 Corinthians 12:11, but one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually just as He, the Holy Spirit, wills. And 1 Corinthians 14:12, so also, since you are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek to abound for the edification of the church. The exhortations of Hebrews 10:24-25 are for the Christian to build up each other person in the body of Christ. The word translated stimulate has a meaning to provoke people deeply and maybe even irritate each other until actions of love and good deeds come forward. Verses 24 and 25 make up one thought that the church does not consist of lone individuals, but it consists of many people who interact with each other in their worship and service of God. People who just come to church to enjoy the company of other people, to lift up themselves or their worldly function, to exercise their emotions in happy songs, or to hear words that make them feel better, are not showing the attitude of members of God's family. God has given spiritual gifts to His people to build up the church and to assist members to grow spiritually. Each person should be demonstrating love and doing good deeds for other members as well as Christians worldwide. Christians should be doing all the above exhortations, especially in the light of the day of the Lord coming soon. 2,000 years seem like a long wait. But God is not limited by our time concepts, 2 Peter 3:8. But do not let this one fact escape your notice, beloved, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. I join with Paul in the following exhortation, Philippians 1:27. Only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or remain absent, I may hear of you, that you are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. The phrase conduct yourselves in a manner worthy is a translation of a single Greek word, politeo. This word is based on a noun, polis, that means city and refers to the citizenship people had in a country. The verb means to conduct oneself worthily as a citizen of the city-state in the Greek society. To the Greek, polis was an integral part of his identity. The laws and customs of the city-state were ingrained in his conscience, and living according to its principles was his goal and the best way to live. When Paul tells the people to live polis, he was telling them to live as though the kingdom of heaven was here now in its total expression. We have to live as members of the body of Christ and to love fellow Christians as we love Him. We're citizens of heaven now, and Paul is telling them to live accordingly. Striving together means to use all of our strength and joint efforts to serve the kingdom of heaven now. If you do not have fellowship with other Christians, then make a major effort to join a group today. Here are a few verses speaking of Christians meeting together. Acts 20, verse 7. And on the first day of the week, when we were gathered together to break bread, Paul began talking to them, intending to depart the next day, and he prolonged his message until midnight. Ephesians 2, 21. In whom the whole building, being fitted together, is growing into a holy temple in the Lord. Ephesians 2, 22. In whom you also are being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit. Ephesians 4, 16, from whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by that which every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. The first verse speaks of the early Christians meeting on Sunday to worship God. Remember the works of Jesus Christ and learn from messages taught, even as such continue until midnight. The second and third verses speak of the invisible building, the church, being fitted together as building blocks to become a holy temple in the Lord. The fourth verse tells us the importance of each person in that body growing spiritually in love. If any part of that body does not do its part, then the body will suffer. Each Christian has been given spiritual gifts that will be used for the edification, the building up, encouragement of the entire church. I have a site where you can learn more about spiritual gifts, livingtheology.com/HolySpirit2IIHTM. Take time to reflect on your spiritual gifts and apply them to your Christian group. May God bless each of you according to His will. Amen.